Good morning, brothers and sisters. Can we all please ask you to take a seat?
弟兄姊妹们早，希望大家尽快就坐。
And actually, before you get too comfortable, we do want to ask that the brethren who do need to leave this morning before 1 o'clock, who have the transportation service, to please sit in back. The ushers have saved some seats for you.
在此之前，请那些在坐今天下午第一点钟坐第一班车去机场的，请那些弟兄姊妹坐在比较靠后的那些座位。
We praise and thank the Lord for the time that He has given unto us.
我们感谢主再给我们这样的时间。
Truly, it has been such a wonderful time.
实在是何等奇妙的时间。
It is like heaven on earth.
如同天在地上一般。
Especially as we are able to gather together at the Lord's table.
特别是我们能够聚集在饼杯桌子的跟前。
And remember of all His goodness upon us.
他所有的美善在我们的身上。
And we can just express our gratitude and our love back unto Him.
把我们的感谢爱戴来归给他。
And so it's that same spirit I'd like us to start this meeting this morning here to give praise back to our Lord.
在同一个灵底下，我们愿意把赞美继续来归给我们的主。
Out of the depths of our hearts.
从我们心的深处。
That he may be touched and that he may be pleased.
让他自己得到满足，让他知道摸到我们的心，让他自己得到满足。
We are going to sing a praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
我们来第一首诗歌就是赞美我主，全能主神。
I'd like to ask you to please rise and stand.
我请弟兄姊妹一同站立来唱。
And we'll listen to our sister. She plays through the song once for us.
我们请姊妹们先为我们弹一遍。
Give you the praise and the honor. We just marvel that you are the God who has come near.
我们何等稀奇，你是那位 从天来到地上的神。That
you are Emmanuel, God is with us.
你是那位与我们同在的神。And
that you have befriended us when no one else would have befriended us.
你与我们做朋友，不像其他人一样。As
we consider all the matters that you have shown unto us these past few days,
我们思想过去几天，你用何等的形式向我们来显现。
We recognize that we must ponder anew.
我们知道我们何等的少的思考你。
What the Almighty can do, because what you can do is without bounds. That in Christ Jesus all things are possible. And so we praise Him and we thank You that You are one who can take us who is such rubble.
主啊，你是我们把所有的荣耀赞美归给你，你是能把从我们从尘土中扶起来的。
And You can turn us into that which is glorious.
把我们变成那位荣耀的。
This is something that is so, in one hand, so simple.
这个是何等的简单。
And yet it is something, on the other hand, that is so high and so difficult for us to comprehend.
但是同时又是何等的高，是我们难以理解。
And so it just leaves us in awe so that we would just give you worship and praise.
是吧，我们就心里赞叹稀奇，我们把所有的赞美来归给你。
And so this morning we give you our worship and our praise.
今天早上我们把赞美，把敬拜归你。
May you take the first place amongst us.
愿你在我们中间居首位。
May you lead our brother as he shares and discharges the word that you have placed within him.
你引导我们的弟兄把他你所托付给的话语释放在我们的中间。
Just as you have filled him up, we ask that you empty him now.
就像我们现在呼求你来倒空他一样。
So that your church may be built up and filled up.
愿你的教会能够被充满。
Into perfection and completion with all of your glory and your beauty.
能够达到一个 完全的地步，荣美的地步。
May you have your place amongst here this morning.
愿你就在我们的中间。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祷告奉告主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to turn to our second hymn this morning. It is hymn number 27.
我们翻到诗歌本的第27首。
Hymn number 27. Oh, to be like thee.
Oh, 我要像你。
We'll ask our sister to play through the song for us one time.
请姊妹们弹一遍。
Thank you.
words in the refrain are so touching and wonderful.
副歌里面的歌词是何等的摸着我们的心。
That we could ask the Lord to stamp His own image deep within our hearts.
让主能够把他的形象刻在我们的里边。
Oh, this is our desire to be like Thee.
这就是我们里边的呼求，我们要像他。
And it is not a selfish desire to want to be like our Lord Jesus.
我们并不是自私，我们要像他。
But it is actually something that He would want us to be like.
而是他要我们像他。
That we could be loving and forgiving, tender and kind.
我们能够宽恕，我们能够柔和。
That we even may learn to become holy and harmless, patient and brave.
让我们能够无伤他人。
But we know that this is only by the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这只有神能，我们的主耶稣基督能做到。
And when He perfects us and completes us, then He will have that perfect resting place where He will be able to dwell within us.
就他。在我们里边有这样的安息，给我们这样的安息，我们能够达到这样的地步。
Let's sing stanzas 2, 3, and 5 one more time.
我们把第三、第五节再唱一遍。
2, 3, and 5. First two.
Oh, 2, 3, 5.
We'll leave the rest of our time to our brother Dina.
我们把时间交给康登弟兄。
Glory,
荣耀。
The Lord's been very wonderful to us.
主对我们是何等的慈爱。
There are those who, right from the start, pressed on to higher ground, heaven's tableland, the Mount Zion.
那些从一开始就起来奔在这条路上要来到锡安这个高处。
And during these times, we were allowed to see the Christ in glory.
我们这些从一开始聚会的弟兄姊妹，我们就能够知道我们看见了神的荣耀。
Thank God for those who are pressing on the upward way.
我们为着这些弟兄姊妹愿意这样子忍耐奔跑前程来感谢主。
We have these conferences because oftentimes, as you know, we need to find that plumb line again for our lives of glory.
我们之所以需要有这样的特会，是因为我们在奔向荣耀的道路上需要被提醒那个准绳。
But after spending these days up there in heaven's tableland, the Lord has come down to us this morning and set his table here on earth.
我们在这个 高处待了这么一段时间以后，今天我们看见我们的主又从天降在地上，在饼杯的里面。
For even as the Lord may have spoken from glory,
虽然主从荣耀中间对我们说话，
the seven eyes of his Holy Spirit look out over the congregation, and they see some that we're not pursuing.
圣灵，这个七眼的圣灵在我们中间运行的时候，他发现有一些人没有再这样起来追求。
Perhaps they're too young to understand this upward way.
也许他们太年幼，没有办法明白这个往上奔的路。
Like Nathaniel, they're sitting under a tree reading their Bible.
就好像拿但业那样，他在树底下读他们的圣经。
But they can't say they've seen the glory of the Lord.
但是却不能说他们看见了主的荣耀。
So this morning the Lord checked his glory up there in the heavenlies and came down and just shown to us in the original form of his grace at the table.
所以主就暂时把他的荣耀放在一边，从天上降临在他的饼，在他的桌子的上面，向我们展示他的慈爱，他的恩典。
Wherever you are spiritually, the Lord has noticed you, and He loves you.
无论你现在属灵光景如何，主都知道，而且主爱你。
I hope you will have sensed some kind of an upward thirst for the glory of God.
我盼望在你的心里边已经能够产生那样的一个渴慕，能够向上，要得到神的荣耀。
A great burden that we all have.
我们都有这样一个沉重的负担。
Even if we could say that this whole auditorium were full of people truly pursuing the God of glory and vessels of honor.
如果即便我们能说这个礼堂里边充满了所有的人都在这边追求神的荣耀。
The Lord is playing a big game.
但是主他的工作要比这更大。
He wants all his children conformed to his glory.
他愿意他所有的儿女都能够来这样追求他的荣耀。
Those ones that were left behind this week as we came to the meeting.
当我们来到这个特会的里面，那些留在家里的人
are many brothers and sisters who have not even tasted the glory of the Lord.
还有很多的弟兄姊妹，他们甚至没有品尝过这个主的荣耀的味道。
You see, our God, the Lord, the Father of glory,
我们的神，荣耀的父
indeed will see one day the earth full of the glory of the Lord.
他要确保将来有一天地上要充满主的荣耀。
And the Lord of glory, the Son of God,
这位荣耀的主，神的儿子，
One day, we'll see his bride reproduced just like him.
有一天会看见他的心腹，他们的里面被改变，像他一样。
So God the Father is working all things together for good for those who love the Lord.
所以
who are called according to his purpose.
所以父神在这边就让万事互相效力，让那些爱神的人，照着他旨意被召的人得益处。
For whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
那些他预先所知道的人，他就预先定下，要他们能够磨成他儿子的形象。
Even as we sing, Oh, to be like him, the Holy Spirit is working on this vessel of glory, his church, until we're all conformed to the image of Christ.
就像我们刚才唱的这首诗歌，要像他， 他的灵就在我们的身上做工，要把我们都磨成这个荣耀的器皿。
And so the Lord Jesus has been glorified, sits at the right hand of the Father.
我们的主耶稣基督他已经得到了荣耀，今天坐在父神宝座的右边。
And the Spirit of glory is working upon us even now.
就在现在，这个荣耀的圣灵就在我们心中，正在我们心中做工。
He's got to take this new creation created by Jesus Christ in Christ.
他就把这个在基督里面所做成的这个新造。
He's got to place us on resurrection ground.
把它放在复活的这个地位上。
That life, Zoe, that our brother Godwin spoke about last night.
特别是说到这个新的这个生命，我们的孙弟兄专门讲到的。
And then fashion us.Through sanctification, so that we go from being called to justified to sanctified to glorified.
使我们这些被他所招来的人，能够在成圣的这个过程里头，被他塑造成有一天我们能够得着荣耀。
The house of the Lord is to be a glorious place.
神的家是一个充满荣耀的地方。
And I think we could even taste it during these few days.
这几天我们都能够品尝这个荣耀。
I'd like for us to open the Bibles to Psalm 84 and read this song of the sons of Korah.
我们要一起来翻开诗篇84篇，一起来读这个可拉后裔的诗。
Psalm 84.
诗篇84.
How lovely is your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts. My soul longed, even yearned, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God.
万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
The bird has also found a house.And the swallow a nest for themselves, where she may lay her young, even in your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. How blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you, even the birds, Selah.
万军之耶和华，我的王啊，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。如此住在你殿中的，变为有福。他们仍要赞美你，希拉。
How blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。
Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a spring. The early rain also covers it with blessings. And they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。他们行走，力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear.O God of Jacob, Selah.
耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告。雅各的神啊，求你留心听，希拉。
Behold our shield, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed.
神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面。
For a day in your courts is better by far than 1,000 outside.I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
在你的院宇住一日，甚是在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts,How blessed is the man who trusts in you.
因为耶和华是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他们未尝留下一样好处，不给那行动正直的人。万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。
A few verses from Revelation chapter 19, beginning verse 6.
启示录十九章第六节。
Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
And it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And then to finally Revelation chapter 21, verse 9 through 11.
启示录21章到第九节到十一节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
拿着七个金碗，盛满末后七灾的七位天使中有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我，城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Oh Lord, as we come to you today, we read your precious word.
主，我们今天来到你的面前，读了你宝贵的话语。
And its brilliance and beauty and heaviness lay upon our hearts.
让你话语的明亮，这个美丽和它的重量压在我们心上的时候。
For you will indeed achieve everything that we have read.
就是我们读的每一句话是你自己要来亲自成就。
And we will be glorious.
我们要得到荣耀。
And we will enter into your gloriousness.
我们要进入到你的荣耀里。
What a wonderful day.
那是何等美好的一日子。
Now Lord, as we're in the process of this transition from glory to glory,
主，当我们仍然在这个荣上加荣的这个过渡阶段，
As you've taken us as created vessels and are fashioning us into vessels of honor.
当你在这里把我们被造这个器皿改造成一个尊贵的器皿的时候，
By your grace, we hunger to see thee in thy glory.
靠着你的恩典，我们在这里渴慕，我们在这里需要看见你的荣耀。
And so we pray in this final few moments as we reflect once again upon your glory.
所以我们祷告，在这末后的这一段时间，当我们在这里重温你自己的荣耀。
May your spirit speak to us again.
愿你的圣灵再次对我们说话。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠着耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。Amen.
Are you looking for your home?
你是不是现在想着回家呢？
Or are you just looking to go home?
或者是你只是不过就是想回到自己的家。
One of the riddles that I spoke was this.
我曾经给大家出了一个谜语。
There is in our lives fond memories and an earnest desire to be again in a place we have never yet been.
在我们的生命里边有一个美好的回忆，一个强烈的渴慕。那个地方，但是我们从来没有去过。
It's like going home.
就好像回到我们真的家。
I wanted to read Psalm 84 because it has a special blessing hidden in it.
我愿意读诗篇84篇，因为在里边有一个隐藏的祝福。
As you see in the superscript of the psalm, it's written by the sons of Korah.
你看前面的那个小字的注解，他说到他是可拉后裔的诗。
Now Korah was that Levite man back in the wilderness who rebelled against Moses and was swallowed up in the ground along with his family.
可拉是利未族的人，他在旷野的时候因为背叛摩西 后来就在地裂开口子的审判中灭亡了。
Now not all of the tribe of Korah, of the tribe of Levites was swallowed in.
当然不是可拉所有的后裔，他的所有的家族都被这个地开口吞下。
But of those four families within the Levites, the sons of Korah were set outside, no longer serving the house of God.
但是在利未的后代里面，可拉的家族他们就被留在外面，不能来服侍主。
And for centuries, they bore the reproach of their father's rebellion.
所以因着他们父辈的背叛，所以经过下面几个世纪里边，他们一直都带着那样的一个羞耻。
Now something happened, we don't know the details, but in the days of David, he overheard some songs sweeter than he'd ever heard before.
我们也不知道发生了什么，到了大卫的年间，他们好像听见了一个那个荣耀的细声，那个歌声。
And these songs always seem to be talking somehow about the beauty and the glory of God's house.
那个歌唱到神的家，神的殿的那个美丽，那个荣耀。
How beautiful are thy courts, O Lord.
万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。
I would rather live on the threshold of the house of God than be anywhere else.
我宁愿在我神的殿中看门，也不愿意住在其他的地方。
You've even given those little sparrows a place up there in the rafters to build a little nest in your house.
在你的殿里边，麻雀和燕子都能够找着，都能够建找到抱雏之窝。
We hear everybody praising God.
我们听见所有的人在那边赞美神。
In our hearts, there's a highway to Zion.
在我们的心中有一条锡安，通向锡安的大道。
You see, all those years of being left outside produced a yearning for home.
所有这些年间被流放在外，在他们的心里边制造了那个回家的渴慕。
Oh, how I want to be in the courts of the Lord.
我何等的愿意住在耶和华的居所。
And David heard their songs and put them in the Psalms.
大卫听见了他们唱的这首歌，就把它写下来放在诗篇里。
Oh, they're special.
他们何等的特别。
They're so hungry.
他们是如此的饥渴。
My heart hungers.
我的心肠，我的肉体饥渴。
Can we please gather together one more time in Jesus' name and break bread?
我们能不能再一次，在最后的一次，能够奉耶稣基督的名聚集在他的饼杯面前
？You see, the sons of Korah found the home.
我们看见可拉的后裔，他们找到了家。
Now, it wasn't their home.
当然不是他们自己的小家。
It was their home in the Lord.
是他们在基督里边，在主的里面找到了他们的家。
How wonderful when we read the stories of people who find their home.
我们听到很多找到家的弟兄姊妹的故事，我们觉得何等美好。
Let me mention a few more.
我要提到几个。
If you'll turn to Acts chapter 18, verse 24, I'd like to share with you when Apollos found his home.
我们翻到《使徒行传》十八章。在那边，亚波罗找到了他属灵的家。
Now you know Apollos was a great Greek preacher of Jesus the Messiah.
我们知道亚波罗是一个希利尼人，但是他却是一个大有能力的传讲福音的人。
He went into the synagogues all over the Grecian Empire there, preaching whether in Greek or in Hebrew that Christ was the Messiah.
他就走遍了希腊的全地，在他们的会堂里边传讲耶稣是基督。
He had no home, but he went from synagogue to synagogue.
他好像没有居所，他就从一个会堂走到另外一个会堂。
And so it says in verse 24 of Acts 18, Now a Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the scriptures.
24节，有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗，来到以弗所，他身在亚历山泰，是有学问的，最能讲解圣经。
Now this man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus, being acquainted only with the baptism of John.
这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人，只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。
And he began to speak out boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him,They took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、雅居拉听见就接他来，将神的道给他讲解的更加的详细和准确。
And when Apollos wanted to cross over to Corinth, the brethren encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who believed through grace.
他想要往雅盖亚去，弟兄们就勉励他，并写信请门徒接待他。他到了那里，多帮助那蒙恩信主的人。
Now, what was this more perfect way that Priscilla and Aquila spoke to Apollos about?
那么百基拉和亚居拉向亚波罗讲解的这个更美好的道是什么呢？
He knew Jesus as Lord and as Messiah risen from the dead.
他知道耶稣是主，是弥赛亚，他是从死里复活的。
But he'd never been baptized into his home, the body of Christ.
然而他却从来没有接受洗礼，被浸到他的家，也就是基督的身体。
And so Priscilla and Aquila said, listen,You need to be baptized into the body of Christ. There is Christ alive today in his body.
百基拉亚居拉就对他说，你知道你应该受洗归入到基督的身体，因为在那里基督仍然活在他的身体里。
And then can you imagine when Apollos showed up in the church in Corinth, which was well developed with apostles and prophets and teachers and pastors and evangelists and people with various different spiritual gifts,And Apollos saw Christ in the body. He was home.
然后你记得他来到这个地方，他看见了基督的身体里边，看见了主耶稣基督，他觉得他回到家里了。
I'm so thankful I got saved and the Lord called me to preach and I became a Baptist preacher for several years.
我非常感谢主，我蒙恩得救以后，主呼召我做了一个浸信会的一个传道人。
But 11 years after I got saved, I went on a trip to the United Kingdom to a place called Halford House where our brother Lance Lambert was serving.
我蒙召11年之后，我到了英国，到了一个 Halford 那个聚会，就是兰佩德弟兄在那边服侍。
Now, I was on a mission there with my father-in-law and a team of evangelists. We were there holding a revival there at the place.
我们去那边短宣，我跟我的岳父，我们一起在那边传福音。
But while I was there, I found home.
在那个地方，我找到了我的家。
I saw the body of Christ with the Lord as head over it.
在那个地方，我看见主耶稣基督作为元首在他的身体的上面。
And so I left being a minister and a Baptist and all these things and learned about my home, the body of Christ.
然后我就离开了浸信会，我就找到了主耶稣基督的身体，也就是我的家。
Isn't it wonderful? After roaming about, restlessly serving to find home.
经过这么多年的努力在寻找，最终找到了自己的家。
I remember a number of years ago, I was out for about 3 weeks in India with a dear brother, and we were traversing the place, preaching the gospel in this place and that.
多年前我曾经在印度有三个礼拜的时间跟弟兄们一同在各处 传讲福音。
And we were in the major cities, Hyderabad, and the, well, the different names now, but, you know, Mumbai.
在印度我们去海德拉巴去孟买等等不同的城市。
And finally, one of the brothers said, now we're going to go up to a place up in the mountains, a very remote little city up there in India.
最后一个弟兄说我们现在要到一个高山上去。
We got in a van and started heading up there. Well, first of all, I thought we were going to fall off the cliff all the way up the mountain.
我们就坐了一辆面包车上去。首先我觉得好像那个山很高很陡峭，好像我们要掉到悬崖底下。
We started out at noon. At 9 o'clock at night, we lost the fifth tire on our car and could not travel.
我们中午启程，但是到了晚上九点我们的车换了五次的胎，没有办法再往前走。
And then that part of India, the monkeys would whoop 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 whoop.
在那个地方，你能够听见猴子的在那边的叫声 whoop whoop whoop.
He's getting better at translating sounds. And I didn't know but what an Indian Bengal tiger was going to jump out because we had to wait outside the car. They tried to jack it up. that tire was gone.
我们在那边换轮胎的时候都不知道那个孟加拉虎会跳出来。
A man came by in a car once every 2 hours or so, took our tire into town 10 miles away to get it fixed to bring it back. Now it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
所以每隔两个小时会有人把我们车上的胎带到另外一个几个小时路的村一段路的村庄去修好拿回来，现在已经到了凌晨两点。
So we came to this place that none of you know, Kalimpong.
现在我们就来到了一个地方，我们大家都不知道的一个地方，叫做 Kalimpong。
I was sleepless and weary as I woke up the next day to begin a series of meetings in their fellowship.
我一晚上没有睡觉，非常的疲劳。第二天早上，我们就开始跟弟兄们聚会交通。
All those beautiful dark Indian faces.
能够看见那些黝黑的、非常美丽的印度的弟兄姊妹的面容。
All the sisters wearing those beautiful, whatever they're called, saris, I think, right?
对，就像印度姊妹们穿着美丽的这个印度的服装。
And by the time they began to worship, I said, "This is home."
当他们开始敬拜的时候，我就觉得说，这是家。
You know. As you can see, it gets harder and harder for me to walk around various places, but I gotta say, here at WCCC, I feel at home.
虽然我现在行走有些困难，但是我来到这个西岸特会的时候，我觉得这是家。
Now, I can't really say that I'm white on the outside and yellow on the inside.
我虽然不是说我是一个外面是白的，里面是黄的的这样的一个人。
But you see, it's that place I yearn for, home. But it's not really home. It's where the Lord is present.
你知道，我这个渴望找到的那个家，其实不是家，而是主耶稣所在的地方。
Where I not only share, but I can touch some of His glory as we hear various brothers ministering the word.
我们有些弟兄在那边服侍，我们不仅在那边分享，而且我们可以摸到主的同在。
And I wonder, have you found home?
我不禁好奇，你有没有找到你自己的家？
Some of you are far from home.
我们在座的有些人其实是远离这个家。
And what you discover is that the place that you long for, and you go back and visit, it wasn't the little house that you used to live in, or the little neighborhood that you lived in.
有些时候，我们回到过去的家乡。不再是那个你曾经住过的房子，或者是那个村庄。
No, home was dad and mom and grandma.
家是你的父亲、你的母亲、你的祖母。
It was the family of God.
是神的家人。
And so we have this hunger for the home in the Lord.Within our hearts.
所以在我们的心中，我们都有这样的一个饥渴，要回到神的家。
Some of the young people here have not pursued much or heard much of these things that have been shared.
在座的年轻人，有些年轻人可能还没有听过我们所分享的这些点。
But I hope you feel like the sparrow. There's a place for you.
但是我希望
up in the rafters in the house of God.
但是我希望你能够在神的家，就像那个麻雀一样，能够找到你的房屋。
You don't think for one moment the Lord hasn't noticed you here.
你大概不会觉得主并没有在意你就在这个地方。
You know, back in our Baptist Sunday school, we gave silver stars every time a kid showed up during the week.
我们在浸信会这个主日学里头，每一次小孩子来上课，我们就给他一个银的星星放在那个地方。
Now I give a silver star.To every Gen Z in this room that put up with me for these days.
在座的每一位 Z 世代的年轻人，你能够来到这个地方，我就给你一颗银星。
You showed up.
因为你来到这里。
Now may the Lord give you a gold star.
愿主能够赐给你一个金的星。
You see, He's creating vessels of glory.
你知道他在这里制作那个荣耀的器皿。
Now we want to just. In our short time we have this morning, talk about how the Lord creates His two great vessels of honor and glory.
剩下很短这个时间里边, 我们愿意来看 两个主为着他的荣耀所制作的那个盛装荣耀的器皿。
And so we want to just touch on Paul's life as an example of how the Lord turns one from created glory through the process of shaping into a chosen vessel.
我们要从保罗的身上来看, 神如何把他从一个受造, 在荣耀中受造的器皿, 经过神的塑造, 使他能够成为一个被主用的, 彰显荣耀的器皿。
Now the first thing Paul realized is that God had chosen him out before he ever even understood he was to be a vessel of honor.
第一件事情保罗意识到说, 在他还不知道的时候, 神就已经拣选了他, 使他能够成为一个尊贵的器皿。
So you remember how Paul said, Now when God who had set me apart even from my mother's womb and called me through his grace.
他说, 我还在母腹里的时候, 他就把我分别出来, 然后让我来呼召我。
There was God already shaping that little baby in the mother's bosom toward being a vessel of glory.
就在那个母亲的怀中的时候, 主就开始来塑造他, 使他能够成为一个彰显主荣耀的尊贵的器皿。
Don't you know he's done the same thing with you?
你知道吗? 他现在在做你的身上做同样的事情。
I find that many of God's children who get saved at whatever age in their lives, they look back on their lives and they sense there were moments when they felt they were in God's shaping hands.
无论你信主多少年, 当你回头看, 主的在你身上工作的经历的时候, 你好像能够意识到在有些特别的点, 主那个塑造的手在你的身上。
Now, of course, the great enigma and riddle is, why would God ever choose Paul, the worst sinner in the world?
最大的谜题, 让人没法明白的就是, 为什么主会拣选这位最大的罪人中的罪魁, 保罗。
Or even me, who comes in second.
或者这个第二个罪魁, 就是我。
Listen to God's thinking about all of this.
我们来听一下神的思想, 神的意念是什么?
In Romans 9:21, I think Paul's giving us a little biographical picture here.
在这边, 保罗好像给我们一个这个他的生命生平的一个图画。
He says, Now does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump a vessel of honor and another for common use?
就是罗马书9章21节, 窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿?
Now listen, what if God, although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known by destroying me for my sinfulness against Christ,
倘若神要显明他的愤怒,彰显他的全能, 就多多的忍耐,宽容那些可怒, 预备遭毁灭的器皿, 就是我。
What if he took another tack and said, instead, he endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction. And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory.
但是在另外的一面, 他就把这个可怒被遭毁灭的器皿, 他用他的那个出人意外的那个恩典, 来把它制作成一个可以彰显他荣耀的贵重的器皿。
God said, he's such a sinner, I ought to beat him up. What do you angels think? Yeah, beat him up.
神没有在那说, 我要把他击打, 那个问问天使, 天使说, 对, 打他。
God says, you know, I got a better idea.
主说, 我有一个更好的想法。
Instead of beating him up, I'm going to make the chief of sinners a vessel of honor and glory for Jesus, the one he was persecuted.
我不打他, 我反而要把他 拿来在这个罪人中的罪魁的上面, 使他能够把他能够塑造成一个贵重的荣耀的器皿。
Now how can I get Paul to turn around on this disastrous walk to destruction?
我怎么样子能够把这个走在灭亡道路上的这个保罗把他扭转回来呢?
God said, as Paul walked down the road to Damascus to persecute some more Christians,
他在逼迫基督徒, 当他走在去大马色的路上的时候,
God said, Oh yeah, I know what to do. Paul, let there be light.
神说, 我知道要怎么做, 保罗, 要有光。
And Paul's eyes opened up to the Shekinah glory. I mean, as a Pharisee, that's his dream. Can I just see the Shekinah glory? Then I'm willing to die.
保罗往上看，就看到这个神的荣耀的那个大光。他是一个法利赛人，他曾经要祈求说，神啊，愿意我看见你的荣耀。
But God shone his glory on this sinner.
但是神把他的大光，他的荣耀照在这个罪人的身上。
I see the glory, I see the glory.
他说我看见了，我看见了荣耀。
Who are you?
你到底是谁？
I'm Jesus.
我是耶稣。
This glory you've been persecuting.
就是你正在逼迫的那个荣耀。
And so, what happened? Paul went blind.
发生了什么？保罗变得眼瞎了。
He thought he saw for 30 seconds and then he went blind.
他大概看了30秒钟，然后他的眼睛就什么都看不见。
And when you see his glory, you go blind.
当我们看见了神的荣耀的时候，我们眼睛就要变瞎。
His life was over.
他过去的生命就结束了。
They dragged him over to a street called Straight over there somewhere.
他们就把他带到一个称为直接的地方。
And now God had a tough job. Now he had to convince Ananias to go pray for this guy.
现在神有一个更困难的工作，就是要来说服亚拿尼亚去来见保罗。
He said, Ananias, my buddy, listen, I want you to go over there. I want you to pray for Paul. Pray for his healing.
他说亚拿尼亚我的孩子你要去到直接那边我愿意你去为一个人祷告他的名字叫保罗。
Ananias said, I don't know. I've heard about him. Should I go over there with a sword?
他说哎呀我听说过这个人我是不是要带着一把剑去呢
Acts 9:15, listen to God's response.
使徒行传九章十五节这是神的回应。
The Lord said to him, you go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine.To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel, for I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.
对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
Now, you probably don't even try to compare yourself to the sinfulness of Saul.
你可能还没有试着去把你自己的这个罪行跟比保罗相比。
But I hope you'll one day be surprised when the glory of God shines on you.
我盼望有一天当神的荣耀光照你的时候你能够看见。
I don't care what you were, you're now dead, and now you're a vessel of glory alive for me.
我不管你是谁现在你是死的。但是你现在要被神制作成一个彰显他荣耀的器皿。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, now I've learned this lesson.
保罗在哥林多后书第五章那边说，我现在学了这个功课。
I reckon that one man died for all, therefore we all died, and now whoever is living doesn't live for himself anymore, but for him who died and rose again on his behalf.
现在我知道一人既替众人死众人就都死了并且他替众人死叫那些活着的人不再为自己活乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
So Ananias went in there, of course, laid his hands on Paul, said, be healed, be filled with the Spirit, and he ran out.
然后亚拿尼亚就进到屋里边去就在那边为保罗用方言祷告然后他就
Now, if anybody had glory on his face, it was the Apostle Paul. After he received the sight, he started reading the word. He got some food.
如果任何人的脸庞有荣光的话，那个就是保罗在那个时候，他受了洗，他起来就开始读神的话。
Completely restored by that woe bow he had.
他就
eating that good Chinese food woke him up.
What is that?
Maybe a pork bun.
他就在那边吃一些也许是中国饭。
So he went to the synagogue of Damascus, and he witnessed of how he once was a persecutor and how he was saved, and they almost killed him.
然后他就到大马色的那些会堂里边去，就开始传讲耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。这些犹太人就想来杀他。
Total failure. They had to lower him down in a basket over the wall at midnight.
他就是彻底失败了。半夜的时候被人放在筐子里从城墙上坠下。
That's okay, I was a persecutor, now I'm saved. I'm going to be a martyr for Jesus. He goes to Jerusalem, goes into the synagogues, begins preaching that Jesus is the Messiah.
他说这没有什么关系我以前也是逼迫圣徒的现在我也愿意为神舍命。他就走回到耶路撒冷他就开始在耶路撒冷来传讲耶稣是基督。
And some people are plotting already to kill him.
已经开始有人在那边计划要杀害他。
So Peter and the bros got together and said, Paul, Listen, we're going to send you to seminary in the desert.
然后彼得跟他的弟兄们就在一起商量，然后最后来对保罗说，保罗，我们要把你送到旷野的神学院去。
Now, nobody else is going to be there, but take the scrolls and the Holy Spirit is going to take you through an education there at Bramble Bush Seminary.
在那个地方没有其他的人，你就带上你的经卷，那么圣灵要在那些荆棘丛中来教导你。
So he devoured the word of God.
他在那边就大吃神的话。
But you see, the veil was off his eyes, and he saw Jesus and Genesis and Exodus and Psalms and Isaiah and
然后他的这个帕子就除去了，然后他就从圣经里边各处都看见耶稣基督。
Even the little animals out in the desert, the groundhogs looked at him and saw the glory on his face.
甚至在沙漠里边的那些小动物看见保罗的时候，都能够看见他面上的荣光。
When he came back from desert seminary,
当他从这个旷野的神学院回来了以后
，then the apostles said, "Okay, great. Now we're promoting you."
那么使徒们就说，好，现在我们要给你升职。
Here's what we want you to do.
那现在你应该做这个事儿。
Got a very important job.
我们给你有一个非常重要的工作。
Go back and live with mom and dad in Tarsus.
回到大树去跟你的父母一同生活。
Start making tents again.
你要开始再继续开始来织帐篷。
And learn to live as a member of the body of Christ there in Tarsus.
在大树那边学习如何的成作为一个基督的肢体身体的肢体来生活。
I reckon the Bible was almost exploding in his heart. But the brother said, Paul, you spoke 4 Sundays in a row. Take a vacation.
我相信那个时候保罗心中有多少神的话他想说，但是使徒们说，你已经讲了4个礼拜了，下面休息一下。
That's why when young people go off to college, they hate to go home, because back home, they're still a little kid.
这是为什么大学生们不愿意回到家里边，因为回到家以后他们又被当小孩子来对待。
Paul got humbled. Paul had to learn lessons. Paul had to learn to get along with people. Paul had to learn that there were various members in the body of Christ.
保罗在这边降卑，他要学这个降卑的功课，他要学习如何与其他的肢体，其他的弟兄姊妹一同来生活。
Now, that lesson only took 11 years.
当然这个功课只学了11年。
Now, here's Paul says, I'm a chosen vessel. God saved me. He wants to send me to the Gentiles. I've heard it. I got the scriptures in my heart. And I'm staying in Tarsus all the time.
他说我是一个被拣选的器皿，然后神把的话都装备了我，但是我却怎么样子在大树这边浪费我的时间。
Oh God, let me see your glory.
主啊，愿你让我看见你的荣耀。
Finally, he was just about to burst, and old Barney came down.From Antioch and found him and said, "Listen, we got stuff going on in Antioch. I want you to start teaching the Bible."
到最后，巴拿巴来到大树，找到了他，然后把他带到了安提亚。
You see, he had to learn how to be part of this thing that he later called the new creation in Christ.
他必须要亲自来学习这个他后来称作基督里的新造这件事情。
There's this thing, the church. There's this thing that's been conformed to the image of Jesus through the work of the Holy Spirit called the new creation.
这个被称作新造的就是在基督里边的那个教会，它要被神塑造成一个荣耀的器皿。
And as you know, 2 Corinthians, you know Paul had to learn some lessons there about the new creation.
我们知道在新约里边告诉我们，在哥林多后书告诉我们，保罗在那边他需要学一些关于这个新造的功课。
He had to learn how to minister the word, not because he had something great to share, but because he was compelled by the love of God.
他要学习如何来为主说话，不是因为他有很多的事情可以去教导，而是他被神的爱所激励。
I remember when I first started preaching, I used to read Charles Spurgeon's messages and jot down the notes and preach it to the people.
我记得当我开始传道的时候，我会把斯布珍的这个讲章拿过来，把他的要点拿下来，然后就开始来对弟兄姊妹讲。
But I wasn't preaching because I'd said, Jesus, I know you love these people. Is there something you want to say to them? Because I had a lot to say.
因为我自己有很多的话要说，我并没有说主啊，我要来传道是因为我爱你，我是因为这些百姓，这些神的儿女需要喂养。
And being rather big and loud.
然后我很高大，然后我又声音洪亮。
I used to yell at the Christians.
然后我就对着弟兄姊妹大喊大叫。
Can you believe this? I was a Christian 2 years, and they called me to be a pastor in the church.
你相信吗？我信主才不过两年，他们就开始称呼我为教会的牧师。
I was yelling, repent, repent.
然后我就在那边说要悔改，要悔改。
One day a brother came up to me and said, Dana.
有一天，一个弟兄上来对我说 ，Dana.
You got to make a decision.
你要做一个决定。
Now, are you going to feed the sheep or club the goats?
你在这边，你是要喂养神的群羊呢，还是要来棒打神的羊？来棒打山羊？
I was good at beating up the goats, but I wasn't feeding the sheep.
我是在那边非常擅长于棒打这些山羊，我没有在那边牧养神的绵羊。
And Paul had to learn this, to be controlled by the love of God in his messages and in his dealings in the body of Christ.
所以保罗必须在这边来学习，被主教导，来学习这个功课，如何的来牧养。
And he also had to learn how not to look at his brothers and sisters according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
他同样也要来学习如何能够不照着外貌来看神的儿女。
Now, when you look around right now at this congregation,
现在我们看一看我们周围的弟兄姊妹。
You see everybody here, and almost everybody here is perfect and ready to be raptured.
我们知道每一个人都已经预备好了，都已经完全了，他们都准备被提了。
Except the brothers and sisters from the fellowship where you come from.
除了那些从我们自己教会来的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, you know all about them in the flesh.
因为你在肉身中间，在肉体上面，你认识所有这些弟兄姊妹。
You can quote their prayer meeting prayers. They pray the same way every week.
你甚至都可以模仿他们每个礼拜的祷告会的时候祷告的那个方式。
Ah, but.Paul had to see Christ is in that person.
但是保罗要学习看见说基督在那个人的里面。
And this was only the beginning because he had to learn a further lesson by revelation.
这个不过是开始，他还要借着启示来更加来学习另一个功课。
One day the Holy Spirit gave him the revelation in his spirit.
有一天圣灵在他的灵里边给了他一个启示。
Of the riches of the glory among the saints.
让他看见神在圣徒中所得的那个基业的荣耀。
He started to see Jesus among the brothers and sisters.
所以他突然看见弟兄姊妹中间弟兄姊妹身上的。
He started seeing the glory of Jesus among the brothers and sisters.
他突然在弟兄姊妹的身上看见基督的荣耀。
And his mind was renewed about his definition of the church.
所以他头脑中间对教会的那个定义被改变了。
Instead of looking at those who were troubled and those who were rebellious,
他不再看那些人是制造麻烦的人是悖逆的人。
He saw the glorious riches of the inheritance of Christ in the saints.
他在圣徒中间看见基督的荣耀的基督的这个产业的荣耀。
Now what a transition place, brothers and sisters, when you start looking at the congregation.And you're seeing gold.
在你的聚会的里面，你若是能够看见这个神的荣耀在弟兄姊妹身上的话，神就开始来改变你，制作你为金的器皿。
I remember some people one day were sitting around talking about the problems in that fellowship over there.
我记得有一次坐在那边就听弟兄姊妹在谈论他们聚会里面的难处。
And finally, I said after they were young, well, this is that ba 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 the divisions ba 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 ba.
然后他们在那边谈论教会里边的纷争、分裂等等等等。
But one of the responsible brothers there was just listening, smiling.
那么他们中间的一位负责弟兄就坐在那边倾听，然后在那笑着。
And I said, "Well, what do you think?"
然后我就问他说：“你觉得怎么样啊？”
He said, "I just look at the gold."
他说：“我只看见金子。”
Now is that what you do? Do you see the gold in your brothers and sisters?
在你的弟兄姊妹的身上，你有看见那个金子吗？
It would be a shame if you went home from this few days we've had together and you didn't see some gold nuggets sitting around by you.
如果你来到这个聚会回家以后，你没有意识到你们不能够在你的周围的弟兄姊妹身上看见那个金块的话，这个是令人羞耻的。
You see, God was making Paul a vessel.A vessel of honor.
在这边，神在这边制作保罗，使他能够成为一个尊贵的器皿。
But God had a lot more work He had to do.
然而，神还有继续有更多的工作要做。
Just as an example,
举一个例子
，He had to break Paul's strong will for self-righteousness.
他必须要来折断保罗身上那个坚强的志义。
He must have read the book when he was a kid of the little choo-choo train that says, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can.
他大概在那边一直记得他小时候读的那个小人书，就好像那个火车说的，我相信我会，我相信我能，我相信我能。
So when he got saved, he was 100% for Jesus, and he had decided he could overcome every temptation by his own strength of will.
当他信主了以后，也许带着同样的那个意念，他说：“我靠着我的力量，我能够在任何的事上胜过那个试探。”
And you all know that put him in the riddle of Romans chapter 7 pretty quick.
我们知道就这样子就会带他很快的就进入到罗马书七章的那个谜题的里头。
No, wait a minute, what's wrong?
到底发生了什么
？I want to do right, but I'm doing wrong.
我愿意行善，却有恶与我同在。
I say the law is good, but I'm breaking it.
虽然我知道律法是好的，但是我却在违背律法。
I got great intentions to be a good Christian, but lousy actions.
我实在是满心的愿意做一个好的基督徒，但是我的行为却是恶的。
I'm being buried in this body of sin.
我就被埋葬在这个取死的犯罪的身体里头。
Then he saw, you're not being buried by your sin.You're already crucified with Christ.
然后他就看见说，你并没有被埋葬在你的罪的罪身里头，而是你与基督一同埋葬。
And now you need to live by faith in my life in you to overcome these things.
现在你需要看见，你必须要依靠我的复活的生命，你才能胜过这些罪。
I want you to live, Paul, by a new law.Not that law that brings condemnation, but the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
我愿意你活在一个新的律里头，不再是那个死罪和死的律，而是在基督里边那赐人生命圣灵的律。
Here is the law. It's unbreakable.
这个是一个律，是没有办法打破的。
Walk in the Spirit.And you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh.
靠圣灵行事，这样的话，你就不会去满足肉体的邪情私欲。
So it was no longer Paul's righteousness that had to be done away with. It was Christ's righteousness in this vessel of.
所以不再是保罗自己的义了，那些都是要被抛到一边去的。现在是靠着基督的义来生活。
Oh, but then he had to go through a lot of sufferings.
但是他必须要经过许多的苦难。
And he learned in the sufferings that.Many times he was suffering not only for his own sake, but so when the Comforter came, he could comfort other people.
很多的时候他受苦并不是因为自己的缘故，而是圣灵让他受苦，以至于他可以用得到的安慰，从苦难中得到的安慰，去安慰其他受苦的。
So he saw when people suffer, and God comes through and helps them, now they can help other people.
所以主让他经过这个苦难，然后得到了那个安慰，可以去安慰其他的人。
And then he saw, as he came to moments in his life, he said he despaired of life itself.
我们甚至看见他来到一种光景，甚至他自己活命的指望都断绝了。
In 2 Corinthians 1:8, he shares a testimony.
在哥林多后书一章八节，他有一个见证。
Now, brothers and sisters, you may think I am the new superhero.
弟兄姊妹，也许在你们的眼里头，我是一个超级的英雄。
I can do anything.
我可以做任何事情。
But,
但是
we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our afflictions which came on us in Asia. We were burdened excessively beyond our strength, and we despaired even of life.
我不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都断绝。
We came so near in those times of trouble that I felt that I was going to die.
我们几乎要死，所以我自己的心里也断定自己是必死无疑。
And the Lord led me through that time, so I would give up it all, trusting myself, and trusting myself completely to God who can raise the dead.
所以主带领我经过这样的情形，让我们对自己的信心完全的放弃了。我不再靠自己来生活，自己是完全被放在死地。
Then he went through another class in the school of Christ.
在基督的学校里边，他现在又学另外一门课。
Failure 101.
那就是失败初级入门。失败101.
Now Paul was a preacher of the gospel.
保罗是一个传福音的人。
And we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Now I'm in 2 Corinthians because I'm getting to my point in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 where glory is mentioned 12 times.
等一会儿我们会到第三章，我们看见那个地方提到了12次的提到荣耀。
These are the lessons we learned before the glory shines.
这个就是让我们看见荣耀怎么样子被彰显。
Now in verse 12 it says, Now when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and when a door was opened for me in the Lord,
我从前为基督的福音到了特罗亚，主也给我开了门。
I had no rest for my spirit. Not finding Titus, my brother, but I took my leave of them and went on to Macedonia.
那个时候因为没有遇见兄弟提多，我心里不安，便辞别那里的人，往马其顿去了。
Paul comes to Troas.
保罗来到了特罗亚。
The brother says, we've set up a tent so you can preach the gospel.
弟兄们说，我们已经搭好了帐篷，你可以在那边传福音。
The choir has been practicing singing Amazing Grace.
这个诗班已经预备好了要唱奇异恩典。
The bulletins have been handed out.
我们的这些传单都已经发出去了。
The Lord has opened the door for the gospel.
主在这边为福音开了一个门。
And he said, I can't. I'm too worried. I can't get my mind. I'm doing the gospel. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
他说对不起，我不行，因为我里边没有平安，我得走了。
Failure 101.
这是他最基本的事上失败。
Now what did he learn from it?
他从这里边学到什么功课？
He said, verse 14.
到了14节。
But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place.
他说感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Can you believe the Lord turned failure 101 into victory 202?
你能不能够相信主把这个失败101把它改造成得胜202呢？
Because it turns out at the moment it was more important for him to show that deep agony of concern for the saints in Corinth and for Titus than just to preach the gospel.
因为在那个时刻，在神的心里边，向哥林多的圣徒显示他的爱。 以及对提多的关怀更加重于在那个地方传福音。
Now two more lessons that were shaping him into a vessel of honor.
还有另外两个功课把他变成一个尊贵的器皿。
One, he had to learn that when he was weak, then he was strong.
一个就是他要学习当他软弱的时候他就是刚强的。
What a glory lesson.
这是何等有荣耀的一个功课。
He saw up in the third heaven glory.
保罗在三层天上，他看见了，他说这是荣耀。Then
he saw on his side a stake of agony.
然后他就看见在边上，他就看见那个痛苦。He
was too weak.
他看见他身上，他太痛苦了。But
he still got up and preached. He almost crawled to the pulpit and spoke.
当他要讲道的时候，他好像就是要爬到那个讲台上去。But
in those times he was weak and completely dependent. They were the most powerful messages he gave.
但就在那个他最有需要、最软弱的时候，他所传的道却是带着极大的能力和荣耀。Which
was, of course, a part of the greater lesson about vesselhood.
这个就好像是神说到器皿，这那个里边最重要的那个功课。Just
about the time, perhaps Paul would think, "Now I am a vessel of honor, useful to the master."
就在几乎保罗觉得说，我现在已经成了一个尊贵的器皿，合乎主用。
Lord said, one more glory lesson there, Paul.
神说，保罗还有另外一个关于荣耀的功课。
You're just a clay vessel.
你不过是一个瓦器。
But the glory's inside of you.
然而，荣耀却装在这个瓦器里。
And I'm going to use you as an earthen vessel by breaking you and letting the glory come out.
我要使用你，但是我要把这个瓦器打破。 让里边的荣耀能够彰显出来。Now
Paul was no vessel of glory in his own eyes. He was just an earthen vessel.
在保罗自己的眼中，他不是一个尊贵荣耀的器皿，他只不过是一个瓦器。But
he found every time he was broken, this treasure of God came out, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from himself.
但是他发现每一次当这个瓦器被打碎被破碎了以后就有里面的宝贝显出来他就知道这莫大的能力是出于神 不是出于我们自己。
Paul had to suffer.
但是保罗必须要受苦。
It was all glory.
都是荣耀。
He was perplexed. He was afflicted. He was persecuted.
他四面受敌，他心里作难，他遭逼迫。
He was caring about the dying in that earthen vessel, but the life was coming out.
他的身上常常带着一种死，但是他的耶稣的身却从他身上活出来。
And so, Paul was shaped by the Holy Spirit into a chosen vessel, useful for the Lord.
所以保罗在这边被圣灵塑造成神所拣选的尊贵的器皿，可以合乎主的用。
Now is that the end of the story?
这是不是故事的 结局呢？
No.
还没有。
God's not just trying to make us all chosen useful vessels.
神并不是只满足于把我们都改变成被蒙拣选尊贵荣耀的器皿。
Why did God prepare Paul through this tremendous transition?
为什么神让保罗要经过这个如此巨大的这个改变的过程呢？
Because God has a bigger vessel in mind. The bride. The church to be made a vessel of glory.
因为在神的心目中间还有一个更大的一个器皿，就是教会。只有教会才能够盛装神的荣耀。
And so Paul began to see that his calling was to edify the body of Christ, to bring it together and watch the Holy Spirit form into the bride.
所以保罗才意识到他所蒙的呼召就是要来喂养弟兄姊妹，来建造基督的身体，好使基督的心腹能够被建造，能够预备整齐。
As it says in Ephesians 5, Jesus loved his church, gave himself for her, cleansing her by the washing of water with the word, presenting to himself a church in all her glory.
在以弗所书第五章那边就说到，基督爱教会，为教会舍己，他用水借着道来洗净教会，使教会成为一个没有瑕疵，成为基督的心腹。
So now Paul had to learn how to prepare and perfect that church.
所以保罗必须要学习如何来建造，来完成全神的教会。
And that brings us to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. That being my introduction, this is now the message.
这就带我回到了哥林多后书第三章，刚才这一段都是前言，现在我们才来到信息。
Because Paul says that the Lord by the Spirit led me into new covenant ministry.
他说主借着他的圣灵把我们带进到这个新约的执事里头。
Where there was glory.
这边才有荣耀。
Not that we're adequate in ourselves to consider anything coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God who has made us adequate as ministers of a new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
我们有这样的信心，并不是我们凭着自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。我们不是这样能承担这样新约的执事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意。
Now Paul, because of his Pharisaic background, he knew how to club the goats. He knew how to preach the law. He knew how to tell people to repent.
保罗作为一个法利赛背景的人，他知道怎么样子来击打这些山羊，他知道怎么样子来讲律法，他知道怎么样子来传来讲道。
And as he tells us in chapter 3, now preaching the law has its own kind of glory.
他在哥林多后书第三章这边跟我们看见说，来传讲律法也有他的荣光。
Because when Moses received the law, he received the glory on his face.
因为当摩西领受这个律法的时候，他的脸上是发光的。
But it fades away.
然而却是渐渐褪去。
It can't change a person.
它可以改变一个人。
It shows and then it fades.
它能够在它的面光中能够显现出来。
But now, Paul, I want you to do new covenant ministry by the Holy Spirit.
现在保罗，我要你靠着圣灵来做这个新约的执事。
And how do you do that?
你怎么做呢？
I want you to take your life as a pen.
我现在希望你把你的生命当作一个笔。
And fill it full of the Holy Spirit.
然后用圣灵来充满这个笔。
And write Christ on human hearts.
然后在人的心上来写基督，刻写基督。
Not preach messages to the brain.
不是在那边对着人的头脑来讲道。
I want you to write Christ into a heart.
我要你把基督 写在人的心板上。
I want people to see you brothers and sisters in Corinth and they say, I see Christ there.
我愿意你们这些在哥林多的圣徒们能够看见说基督在那里。
See, God is conforming us to the image of His Son.
神在这边把我们都磨成他爱子的形象。
But only the Holy Spirit can write Christ upon your heart.
但是只有圣灵能够把基督写在你的心板上。
This Holy Spirit has indelible ink and the glory abides.
这边圣灵才有那个可以存到永远的那个荣耀。
And so the law's glory faded away, but the Spirit's glory increased and increased.
由律法而来的那个荣光会渐渐的废去的，但是从圣灵那边所得到的那个荣光会越来越光明。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
are you a Sunday school teacher?
你是不是一位主日学的老师？
Do you sometimes open up the time of worship with the sharing about the Lord's table?
你是不是一开始来开始来讲你的课的时候，你会开始来讲主的桌子呢？
Maybe you teach a Bible study in one of the home groups.
或者你在一些家庭聚会里边来带领查经。
There's only one kind of ministry that's going to transform people, and that's when the Holy Spirit writes Christ on people's lives.
但是只有一种的执事，它能够改变人的生命，那就是当圣灵开始把基督写在人的心板上的时候。
Now it's interesting because in this context that Paul says, now look, you can do it the right way or the wrong way.
保罗在这边说你可以用正确的方式做或者不对的方式来做。
Now, if you just take the Bible and you preach the word, the letter, without the Holy Spirit, it kills people.
如果你就是把圣经拿来照着圣经的字句来对人传讲律法的话呢，它可以让人死。
But if, when you share the word of God,
但是如果你当你来传讲神的话的时候，
the Holy Spirit is enabled to unveil our eyes,
后圣灵可以把我们眼前的那个帕子除去。
Transformation takes place.
然后这个改变，荣耀的改变就会发生。
Now, you know, this is what, you know, the Lord says this about how this works in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
主在哥林多后书第三章这边告诉我们，给我们看见说这是怎么样子实行的。
In verse 17 it says this.
第十七节这样说。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, so the Spirit has to be in charge of our ministry.
主就是那灵，所以圣灵必须来负我们执事的责任。
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Paul says, "What a shame!"
保罗说，这是何等可怕的事。
The Jews have the word of God.
这些犹太人，他们有神的话。
Don't remember in those days there was no New Testament.
我们要记得，在那个时候还没有新约圣经。
The Jews have the word of God.
犹太人他们有神的话。
But every time they read it, there's a veil over their eyes.
但是当每次当他们读圣经的时候，眼前就有一个帕子遮住他们。
God has blinded their eyes.
神好像把他们的眼目遮蔽起来。
So when they read Isaiah 53, they don't see that the suffering servant was Christ.
当他们读以赛亚书53章的时候，他们没有办法看见那个是受苦的基督。
Or when they read Psalm 110, they don't see that it's the Lord Jesus, the Jehovah who said that the Lord Jesus sit at my right hand.
当他们读诗篇110篇的时候，他们没有办法明白神在对基督说，你是坐在让你来坐在我的右边。
When they read Isaiah 7, they don't see Emmanuel, God with us, is Jesus.
当他们读以赛亚书第七章的时候，他们没有办法认识到以马内利就是指的耶稣。
Chapter 11 of Isaiah, they don't see. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the ruler shall be on his shoulders, and he shall be called Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor.
到了第十一章，以赛亚十一章那边说到，有一子要为我们生，政权要担在他的肩上，他要称为永在的父，和平的君。
So when the Jews read that, they say, Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
当犹太人读到这些经文的时候，他们说这是说谁呢？
Paul says, when you turn to the Lord, the veil is taken off, and you say, that's Jesus, that's Jesus, that's Jesus.
保罗说，如果你们转向主耶稣的时候，这个帕子就除去了，你们就会知道说，那是指的耶稣说的，那是指的耶稣说的。
And so it's so vital
that as we study the Word of God, as we minister the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit minister it in such a way that He writes Christ upon us.
所以这是何等的关键，何等的重要。当我们查经或者我们讲道的时候，如果没有圣灵的帮助，我们没有办法在里边看见基督。
Now all of us are so different.
我们都是不一样的人。
But each of us can manifest Christ, His name.
但是我们每一个人都可以来彰显基督。
Now it's the Holy Spirit that does that transforming work from glory to glory.
然而却是圣灵在那边做这样的一个更新变化的工作，使我们能够荣上加荣。
Now when he says now it's like having a mirror, I say that's the Word of God.
就好像有一个镜子一样，我说这个镜子就是神的话，就是。
But if the Spirit has taken off your veil and you look in that mirror, you see Christ.
但是如果圣灵把那个帕子除去的时候，你看圣经，你就能够看见里边的基督。
You see the glory of Christ. And you see yourself imaged there, a little bit of the bride of Christ.
然后你就在这个圣经里边，这个镜子的里面，你看见了基督，你也看见了你自己作为基督的心腹的那个形象。
And every time you see that, you're renewed in just another step of being like Christ.
所以每一次你来读这个圣经，你在更新变化的那个路程上头就又进了一步。
Well, this is a work, of course, only the Spirit can do.
当然，这个工作只有圣灵能做。And
my great thanks is to the Lord that as we've gotten together, I've seen some of you even in transition.
但是感谢主的是，每次我们聚集的时候，我能够在你们的身上看见，我们就是在那边被更新变化。
I don't know. Do you guys sing that song? From glory to glory, He's changing me, changing me. You don't sing that song.
我不知道你们有没有在这边唱这首歌，就是。 神的荣光在那边改变我们，改变我们。Changing,
changing me from shades of earth to the heavenly.
改变，从尘土的那个形状改变成属天的形状。Oh,
sing it, brother, sing it. Well, I just say for our time together, glory.
我就要说，我们聚在一起的这段时间有何等的荣耀。
We will see our Lord's face sooner than we think.
我们要比我们预想要早很多的时候看见我们主的荣耀。Let
the Holy Spirit prepare the way in our lives.
愿圣灵能够在我们的中间来预备主回来的道路。Dear
Holy Spirit, humble friend and constant comforter.
亲爱的圣灵，这个安慰，随时做我们的安慰保惠师的主。How
our Lord longs for His bride.
我们的主耶稣何等的渴望他的心腹装扮整齐。Do
that work in us you wish to do.
主啊，在我们的身上做你想要做的任何事。We
yield ourselves as vessels created for the glory of God.
我们愿意在这里向你降服，作为你自己，作为为你自己荣耀所创造的器皿。And
as impossible as it is to believe, when we see Jesus, we want to be like Him.
虽然看起来好像有多么的不可能，但是当我们看见耶稣的时候，我们就要像他。Oh,
to be like him.
我们何等需要像他一样。
Wonderful Jesus.
何等奇妙的耶稣。
We just commit all of these words that have been spoken by all the brothers and in our groups and all.
我们愿意把所有今天这些地方所讲的话，我们的小组还有我们的这些讲员所说的每一句话。
May it all be for your glory.
我们愿意每一句话都是为着你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠着耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
请弟兄姊妹，如果你需要离开的，你可以离开。但是我们还有一些的事情要跟弟兄姊妹报告。Now,
if brothers and sisters, if you need to leave, please go ahead and depart from this conference. But we still have a few announcements.
我们实在是感谢主。 在这几天里面，主让我们在他的同在的里面。
We thank the Lord for granting us these few days in his presence.
他在这次的特会的里面，他向我们所说的话，他所做的工，我们要把一切的荣耀都要归给他。
For the words that he spoke in his conference, the work that he has done in this conference, will give him all the glory and praise.
我们很快就要回到 我们的日常的生活里面。
Now very soon we'll go back to our daily life.
但愿我们心里面有一个愿望。
May we have this desire in our hearts.
主在我们的生活，在我们的服事的里面，继续得着荣耀。
That the Lord will continue to gain glory in our living, in our serving.
好叫他的荣耀能够早一天得到完满的显出。
And so that His glory may be one day be fully manifested.
对不起，我们没有Dana 弟兄的那首诗歌。
We apologize that we do not have the hymn the brother Dana just mentioned.
但是我想弟兄姊妹都记得了，你们回去唱。
I think all have remembered, you can go back home and to learn to sing it.
但是我们还是在结束以前，我们唱一首的诗歌。
But before we end, let's still sing a hymn.
这首诗歌就是第一个晚上我们在这里唱的。
And that's the hymn we sang in the first evening.
弟兄姊妹，我要告诉你一个秘密。
Let me tell you a secret.
这首诗歌我是从在我聚会当中的年轻人借过来的。
I borrow this hymn from the young people in our midst.
在这次特会以前，在我们星期五晚上的教会的聚会的里面，在我们当中的一个年轻人，他就领了这首的诗歌。
So, in our local Friday, evening fellowships, one of the young people led his hymn, and so I just, borrowed it.
这是一首简单的诗歌。
Now, this is a simple hymn.
但是它却有一个不简单的心思。
And yet, it has a profound message.
我们是为着他自己的荣耀创造的。
That we are created for His glory.
因此我们的一生，我们要学习来爱他。
And therefore, we need to learn to love Him in our life.
为着的他的荣耀而活。
And to live for His glory.
好不好？我们再把这首诗歌我们唱一遍。
Let's sing this song one more time.
接着唱的时候。
As we sing this.
我把他的那个我改成我们。
I changed the word I into we.
因为神不只是要得着一个个的我们。
Because God is not looking just for individuals.
他要得着一个的团体，他要得着他的家。
He's seeking after a corporate body, his house.
好吧，我们站起来把这首诗歌我们唱一遍。
How about let's stand up and sing this song.
我们请弟兄为我们弹头一句，我们就把这首诗歌唱一遍。
We want a pianist to play the first line with, and then we're going to sing this.
到我们在你面前的愿望。
Lord, you have heard the desire of our hearts.
但愿主啊，你成全你所要做的工。
Lord, may you accomplish your work.
愿意你的荣耀能够早一天完满的显出。
And may your glory be fully manifested.
一切的荣耀都要归给你。
And all glory will be unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我在这里代表所有的弟兄姊妹，感谢讲员们在主里面的劳苦。
Now, on behalf of all the brothers and sisters, I would like to thank all the labors of our speaking brothers.
愿主祝福这些的话。
Now, may the Lord bless his words.
在这次特会的里面，可能有一些在服事上面的疏忽不周到的地方。
Now, in this conference, in the different services, there may be lackings or shortcomings.
在这里请弟兄姊妹在爱中里面来包容。
Now, we ask brothers and sisters to forbear with us in the love of the Lord.
我也代表湾区的弟兄姊妹来谢谢在各处的弟兄姊妹在过去你们在祷告里面的扶持。
And also on behalf of all the brothers and sisters in the Bay Area to thank all the brothers and sisters who have been praying for us.
你们也在我们这次的特会里面也与我们一同的来配搭。
And also you have been serving along with us during this conference.
愿主纪念。
Now may the Lord remember.
最后有一件事情我想弟兄姊妹都要都想知道的。
Now the final item I think everybody and sister would like to know.
昨天下午我们好多处的聚会的负责弟兄我们一同在主面前交通。
Now, yesterday afternoon, many of the brothers were responsible for from different fellowships. We have come together to have some fellowship time.
我们都觉得，如果主迟延的话，我们还有另外一次的西安聚会。
We all have this feeling that should the Lord delay, we should have another years of WCCC.
我们感谢主西雅图的弟兄姊妹他们愿意来承担这样子的一个责任。
Thank the Lord, the brethren from Seattle, they were willing to take on this responsibility next year.
所以会在明年7月22号到26号在西雅图的太平洋的大学举行。
And so the conference will take place from July 22nd to July 26th in Seattle Pacific University.
盼望弟兄姊妹为着这个聚会来祷告。
And so, brothers and sisters, please pray for this conference.
最后 ,Eric 弟兄在这里吩咐我在这里要报告一件的事情。
And now, in the end, Brother Eric ordered me to make this announcement.
这次参加西岸聚会的弟兄姊妹在40岁以下的差不多有一半。
Now, for this year's WCCC, the attendance, those attendants who are under 40 years old,Compose about a half of all the attendants.
有 47%.
About 47%.
我们要把一切的荣耀归给我们的主。
We'll give all the glory to our Lord.
我们把以下的时间交给要报告的弟兄。
We'll give the time to our brother who's going to give the announcement.